Gomen Schrechemol, Cholfo bin Konzol Aschechegach. So the only counseling, a case of Aschechegach, of the Tafshir, where someone was Mashal Damikiro in Tafshir, that was not Mizvashal Konzol. And then he Gishayge, he was Mashal. So then, in such a case, the Chachamim counseled. But in the case where it is vegetable tzorchei, it was cooked, let's say, Friday for 6 hours. Chom. For 6 hours it was cooked. It was vegetable tzorchei. But it's time to be off like, and then he was mashed. Then he was mashed the chom. After it was vegetable tzorchei, maybe in such a case, the Chachamim didn't count the shape of the mazik. Or the Chachamim count the shape of the mazik. Not only vis-a-vis the tafshes or mizbashel kotzolochei, but even vis-a-vis tafshes or mizbashel kotzolochei, but v'samu kotzolochei. So that's the abaye. And it's abaye who shete, so it's paskul kule. And the abaye applies to a case of shege. So he was there, is the Rambam, with the reef in the Rambam, or there is not oba visho, but oba vishocha. Oba vishocha. So this is why the Rambam passes. Kol tafsho shoso nishin sei, imo ba bishiyo nisi oso lechlan nisoi shabes, yamut nishi yasu, vim shokhoi, im tafsho shoso nishin kol tzolchi yos ha nisoi shabes, vim tafsho shoso nishin kol tzolchi, u mitzame vim apolei, so that's the apaye, but it's a bayo nim shete, but tzveki drabon ulim kule, so it's mutea, meoch le miyad mishabes, so this is what Magnishin says, gab ze kedas haloches, like the name, vim yelsi mi bayo shiyo, oba bishokhoi, Because in Boyle, he comes to Afra Shechia, that can be shalom in the Vashal Totsohe. Abu the Vashal Totsohe, in Tamil Yotel, Loi, Oi Dilma Loi Shechia. Vasinu Mubif Shete, so we dachin in Lo, so we may let be in Shete Likur. So basically, this is a, so there is a sort of a right. Omar Avro, V'chai Reish, Sugye Dimoe, V'nistadi, Dihu Mifore Shoba Vishom, Mai, Ashechia, ומסתמת יופל, וסוב הבאי הרוניב שלי, הוא לקבור לי, ולא לי, תתרוק את רבי ורבי יהודי, וקיימו בפיר כי דיבוס הגזיר תאפי ורמי המשכח למה עושה, וכי בו ירו בישו בשגי, ומסתמת יופל, מי, מי, אומר רבי יהודי, דילמו, מי אומר רבי יהודי, דילמו בשכח הוא נמח, אבו, בשגי ומצטמת ליאוף אליהם לא ימחניה ולא יקום עם שגי קוטומזי ולא יפשת ולתבוק לא יפשת לתבוק So the Raimet has a very interesting shot. He says that the Gzeire of Chosbo Bikonsu על השכח so his reference To what kind of shame he forgot? Absent-mindedly, inadvertently, he forgot. He knows the thing that she is herself. He's alone. He knows the thing that she is herself. But absent-mindedly, inadvertently, so he forgot. He had mind, let's say, what he put, how did she have it? By forgetting. So in other words, he put apart, let's say, an hour before she. And he had in mind, 20 minutes before Shkia, I'm going to take off the path. And then, let's say 20 minutes before Shkia, he had a telephone call. So he became engaged in the telephone conversation, and then he forgot. So he became Shabbos, and he forgot. But he knows the thing that she is herself. But due to inadvertence, he forgot. This is also a certain type of Ishkol. So the Chachomim or Geizei, a Chosbo Bikonsu, Ala Shecheyach. So the Roshi is Ala Shecheyach. What Shecheyach mean? Not that he forgot the din. One doesn't forget the din. So quickly, he can forget. But not so quick. But here Shecheyach means he forgot that he left the pot. He left the pot on the stove. He's supposed to take it off. Before he went to sleep, he was supposed to take it off, and because of the telephone call, yeah, so he forgot. There were other reasons. He forgot. So, in such a case, so the Chachomim counseled, Shecheyach Otemiz, Mashim Kin, Lidibore, has another Abaye, Oba Bisho, not over Mishochach, but over Mishoch. In other words, he left it on his stone, b'meitz it mamish, but he was ignorant of the din that she is osa. He didn't know there is such a din in Shulchanoruch that she is osa. He thought, after all, why shouldn't she be osa? I'm not doing anything on Shabbos. What's wrong with living on Friday the day or on the stone that is not born because to my, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. After all, he's not a Karaite. So why should it be osa to leave if he doesn't know the din? So it was mistaken to him. The chi is mutar. I mean, anybody who doesn't know the din, who didn't learn this din, the chi is osea, would assume on the basis of common sense that chi is mutar. I would also say the same thing. Why should chi be osea? He doesn't do anything. So this is over Bishor, it means in a mutar. Not he forgot. He had nothing to forget. He just didn't know the din. So Mele the Chachomim, we would say that when the Chachomim only counsel a Shecheyach who knew the din, but because of inadvertence, absent-mindedness, he forgot that he left the Gdeira and the Kiro, so he is more negligent. Before Shabbos, he should be alerted to all the things that he has to do before he becomes Shabbos. So he was very negligent in being absent-minded. He shouldn't have been absent-minded. Because after all, the Yireim mentions it. The Yireim mentions it in the Nira Mitzvahs of Meiro HaShabbos. Because of the Yimori in Yibomis. When you learn Yibomis, I mentioned that. So it's not right that there is a mitzvah to be Yisroel HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, just as Meiro Shabbos doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of the Shabbos, but you have to be afraid of Misha Tzimah HaShabbos. So Meiro Mingo, so it's not Meiro Mikdash itself, but Misha Tzimah HaMikdash. But there is, so the Yireim mentions it, a special mitzvah deraisa to be Yisroel HaShabbos. What does it mean, Yisroel HaShabbos? Yisroel HaShabbos means that even before Shabbos, you have to be on guard, and you have to be afraid, lest you be nichshol chil Shabbos. In other words, if you make a trip, Erev Shabbos, you take a certain plane, you have to be on guard, not to take a plane that will arrive, let's say, just 1 hour before Shkia. So you figure out, well, if it will arrive in time, so then I'll take a taxi, so in half an hour, so I'll be home. So I'll still be home half an hour before Shkia. Because sometimes the plane is delayed in landing. So in Melee, you might arrive on Shabbos. So if a person, let's say, takes a late flight Friday afternoon, and he doesn't even anticipate this possibility, so it's in the essay of Meir Shabbos. So there is a special mitzvah assay to be misyorim in Shabbos. So the Rambam says, the Gemara has an abaye here in case of a mutar. Someone who wasn't negligent insofar as his preparations for Shabbos is concerned. He was just ignorant of the deed that she is osea. So the Gemara says, maybe the Chachomim didn't counsel such a sheikh of Eimam Mutea automatically. The Chachomim counsel only the sheikh of Shecheyach, because he was a Shecheyach in the Shia, but he was amazed in the little mitzvahs asayim of Meir Shabbos. So him the Chachomim counsel, but the sheikh of Eimam Mutea, who says that the Chachomim counsel? Chachomim didn't counsel. Maybe they did. There's the Abaye. So it's Likule. So we made Likule. So we passed for Likule. This is what I... So the Marsho says, that when Rashi, in order to answer Tetzus Kashi against Rashi, the Marsho says that when Rashi says, Oba Bishor, be amazing, he doesn't mean amazing that he was amazing in everything. He was amazing in the Etzem Shia, in the Maisa Shia, and he was amazing in the Isa Shia. Then there is no Shaila, then there wouldn't be any Shaila. But he means amazing in the Maisa Shia, but he was a Shaila in the Isa Shia. He was an Imamuta. Und dann war jetzt in accordance with the Shite of the Raya. Now you see now the washing of the Raya. Omar Avraham, Chayav Eishi, Sugya de Gemore, Sugya de Gemore, when we study or the Rumi Foresh, Omar Misho Omai, Ashechayach, we stand in the office, we saw a Bayer of a Yivshite, who we call it, the Loi, the Prukta de Rameya of Rabi Yudei, the Kaimon of the Firki, the Bosak Zeyr, the Afil of Rameya, the Shechayach Namos, the Chivu Yeru, the Shesho, the Shehi, in other words, in a mutia, who is standing to your father, my own rabbi, the view of Mishachia who the machia, Abu Mishachia, who is standing to your father, the machia, who we call the Shahi got amazing. He is only machia, or Jabe, Shahia, but he is not Konis, Ligabe, Enum. And we pass the liquor, because it's a Bible, you should say, so we pass the liquor. All right, now. Be similar Imrim, so the Mashal says that this is what Rashi means. When he says Mazik, he means Mazik in the Maizashir, but he was not a Mazik in the Isashir, because he was in the Imamut. Be similar Imrim at Marzim, Omer Avshenshis, in Dibre Yoim Amarzim, Afiru Bishabas, Vahabeshe Sobar, Amarzim, Afiru Bishabas. So we have a two shot. Rashi's Pshadis, Marzim Afiru Bishabas means not only for the night, but to be in my mouth. So according to Rashi, there is no Yitzchak HaZoreh, no. I'm fine. According to Tetzis, Mazel Shabbos means not only Friday, but to be Shabbos. So how does Rashi explain it? Mazel Nachmi Shabbos in my mouth. The Lord is taking a look at the Yitzchak HaShem. We also move the shore and we should move the Mitzvah. The Adaita, the Adur, the Tzech, Mocho, Shokot. Abu Biei, we move out the shockle, I died in that domain. So the melee I could argue, if Rav Sheshes didn't tell us that, so what could argue that on Shabbos is Chazor is also, because if he takes it off, what does it mean Chazor? Chazor means he takes off from the stove and he wants to put it back in it. So the melee, so if he takes it off on Friday night and he wants to put it back, he's allowed to put it back. Why? Because since he took off the day of Friday night, so every observer, by using common sense, will understand that this person is not trying to take it off the day for good from the kiyor. He's just taking it off for a moment. So maybe that is not the body of the original Atman. So the original Atman remains. So then when he puts it back, it's like filling up, let's say, thermos bottle with water Friday, and then on Shabbos, you pour out, let's say, one glass from the thermos bottle, and then you close it again. So here too, you took it off for a moment, and then he puts it back. So it's not the bottle, the original. Mashen came, he does it, on Shabbos morning. So the observer, what do we say if somebody will observe it, taking off the day of Shabbos morning? What do we say? His conclusion will be that he's taking it up for good. He doesn't intend to put it back. So mainly, even though he knows that in his heart, his intention is to put it back next minute, he's not even going to put it on the floor, but since the apparent intention, not the actual intention, but the apparent intention was to take it off for good, so melee that was the bottom of the original Atmane. So now when he puts it back, it's like an initial Atmane. And the initial Atmane, so even by going to the Koto, is also, because why is going to the Koto Mutea? Because, why is he all saying that going to the Koto is Mutea? Because it's not placed in heaven. So the melee, there is no Yisea of being Matmi in Arab Shabbos. But if it's not Mesif Hevel. But on Shabbos, even though I mind the Hevel, it's also, I could have it, so we don't say it. So he says, until Abu Yim, who can the Shabbat like that way? We put that money, the Havali came out from the Hatim. But he says, explain it, no. The deeper you're in the Marzilin, So by saying not only Friday when it's so close, that it could boil, it could boil with Pashtie, but even by Shabbos. But even by Shabbos it's also so even by Shabbos it's mutter to be mass. Even by Shabbos, and the one who says that it's also to be marzia, so it's also to be marzia not only on Shabbos, but even on Friday if it is so close, that it couldn't boil by Shabbos, by Shabbos. All right, now, the question is this. We mentioned, so this Rashi here, that from the Chesom Ebeis, is in accordance with Rashi Shite, that Shie and Akmone the Taina. But we mentioned two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is, and that's the pshat that the Shita Gibeirim says in Rashi. That they call it Rashi, Yisroel Echaname, Hakmone and Shie the Taina, and they call it Hananye. And according to Hananye, the Shie is Muta by Mishbash of Machon and Vesoye. So Akmone and Dover Amis in Heaven is also Muta. If it's this bash of the machon and the soy, who she is that? The sheet of the Rashbam at the beginning of Amateni? That's one way to explain Rashi. Then another way to explain Rashi was that Rashi only says it, Alibede, Rabon of Hanani, but not Alibede Hanani. And there was a slight deal that Rashi. That Rashi only says it alibed rabon of Hananiah, but not alibed Hananiah. The diuk was from Rashi da von Zayin, I mentioned it. Hayu Mishonu lo da von Zayin Dalo. Hayu Mishonu lo da von Zayin Dalo. The Chimash of Zeicho, the Shein Ekufo, mat mi mamish berebis. So if we say that Rashi says to Mishre, that she and that more than the Rabbis Bebo is Ayin Hach, only alibed rabon of Hananiah. So then there is no kashe from this Rashi. There is no stira. Here Rashi says the chimash of the seichon shein kufo matimamish beremitz. So that's why it's osir. But one of sheach. So the question was according to the Moshiach Agbeni explains Rashi that Rashi holds that Akmon and Shia according to everybody is ein hach. So and Rashi agrees with the Shite of Rashbam at the beginning of Matani, not with the Shite of Hametam. Rashi agrees with the Shite of Rashbam that Akmon and Dabar Misitevel is mutter according to Hananye. If it's a deal, so how can Rashi say here the Chimash of the Seicho, the Shein Nekufo, Matni Mamesh Beremet? So what if it's Matni Mamesh? But here we are dealing with Hananye here, this Gemara. According to Hananye, according to Rashbam, so if it's a deal of Achmon of the Soy, so Achmon is Muta. So if you have its Mamesh, I'm filing Achmon is Muta. So, but if we were to assume that Rashi says that in the Mishnah, that it's high and half, only a woman of Hanani. But according to Hanani, it's two separate sailors, so then there is no kashi, there is no step. But I said at that time that even the pshat of the Shita the Beirim in Rashi can also be reconciled with this Rashi and that from Zayin and Aleph. Because we could say that even according to Rashbam, that Mone Bidom Ramisi Pebel, according to Hanani is Muter, if the case of Yigil Vachel of the Soye, that's only Hatmone in other things other than Remetz Mamesh. But Remetz Mamesh, it is us. Alright, that's a Chidesh. But, so there is a slight deal. Not like the pshat of the Shita and Beir in Rashi. Anyway, we mentioned two possible pshat in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is that the pshat in the Shita and Beir that according to Rashi, so Shia and Achmon and Rabbah Mishim member that's Hainahach, according to everybody, and the Melee Rashi Shia would be like Rashbam, and the other pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is mostly like Hametam. That Akmon and Rabbah Mishim member is also even Malim and Hananye. If we don't worry, if we're to deal with the soy. But At one point, you do not like Ramatam. A point of Ramatam is that Molly Dovah Mitzvah Hevel would be Osea, even a Nisbashi Kotzochen Stamid Ralei. But Rashi would say that by Stamid Ralei, there is no basis for being Gezi Hashem Mechatmi Chol. Why should he be Mechatmi Chol? After all, it will only be to his detriment if he's turning the Chol. So, on that one point, Rashi is Chayit HaRamatam. But except for that one point, Rashi agrees with Ramatam. Mimele, and what is Ramatam? She did that even by Nisbashi Kotzochen, Shachmon Dabar Mitzit Hevel, Dabar Mitzit Hevel, is Oseh. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Chananye, can hold that it's the same Nisya. Mashenke, according to Chananye, that she is mutter to the deal machen und so it, whereas at Monera, Chananya will be made that it's Oseh. So Chananya must say, it's two separate things. Now, I said that we explained Rashi to it. Now, how is it Mashma from this Rashi? Here Rashi applies the din of Atmone, here Rashi applies the Yisr of Atmone, Ligabi Chazore by Kiro that is going to be cut. Now, the question is, if we say, so Mishlehe, it's Mashma. Like that the baby's shot in Rashi. In other words, that's according to everyone. Being according to Chananya, being according to Rabbon. So Rashi is that Hatmone and Chie the Tana. Hatmone is Oseh. So then we can understand Rashi. So in other words, so Hatmone is Oseh. Bidom Amisi Feber. Even. Erev Shabbos, so we may Rashir should be yourself in the Ram Mitzvah Hevel. But if it's only Potom, so it's not Mitzvah Hevel, it's only Ma'ariv Hevel. So we may Rashir, Hatmon Erev Shabbos is Muter in the Ram Ma'ariv Hevel, not Mitzvah Hevel. So she is also Muter. Because Shir, when do you do your Mitzvah? Friday, before Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't do anything. Shabbos, you are completely passive. So if it's going to be Kotum, so she is Muter, but Chazore, so that's like Akmone on Shabbos itself. And so even going to be Kotum, it's Dover Amayi Devil, not Mitzvah Devil, so it still was. So we can understand. But if we are going to explain the Rashi and the Mishnah in accordance with the other Pshat, that Rashi waits Shir with Akmone only vis-a-vis but vis-a-vis Chananye doesn't equate. So there is no equation between Akmone and Shie according to Chananye. So Mele, Shie is a separate Israel, and as far as the Israel of Shie, they are both based upon Israel Shemilchate. But Shie, according to Chananye, is only Oseh in the case of Boshel or Boshel, but if you are the Lachman, so it's not Oseh, but Shie can have more than the Lachman, it's never is Oseh, even if it's the Mashal Lachman, the Soy, and if it's the Mashal Chotzolche, under all circumstances. So in other words, so Rashi equates at money with Shie only a little Rabbon of Chananye, but not a little Chananye. So the question is, why isn't that money in Shia Hain Hachek on the Chananye? So we have to say, for the same reason, the Dari Beshem Wachel Kamashi. Why doesn't Shia involve in Isabat money? So they say, when is there Isabat money, if there is no Abya that is mafsik between the Deiro and the thing in which Yamat? But the Kiro, so there is Abya mafsik between the Deiro and the thing in which you are me, let's say the fire of the Kiro, so there is no Israel according to Chananya. So we have to say that according to Chananya, there is a difference between Atmon and Chi. And the difference consists in the same difference that all the other Shemim who are Masik and Rashi mentioned. In other words, Atmon is only Shayach when there is full contact between the Dele and the thing in which you are marked. You are marked. But if there is no full contact between the Dele and the thing in which you are marked, so there is no Isarvat money. But then we have to resort, so that's why by Shia we have to resort to a special Zere. To a special Zere. So Mimele, Rashi passes like Hanani. So Mimele, this Gemara certainly has to accord with Hanani. So how can Rashi explain this Gemara of Midibre, Yomar, Zir, Nafil, Bishabes, on the basis of Atmone? Why? Because so the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes is that I don't say that when Abisil Matrik Chazore by Borobikotu only if the Chazore takes place by the night. But if the Chazore takes place Shabbos morning, so then Chazore is Oseh, even by Borobikotu. Why? Because it will be, because what does Borobikotu accomplish? In other words, it's not lazy, it's money never. But and Chazore is on Shabbos itself. So Mele, so it's also a little bit of a money there. But according to Hanani, there is a fundamental distinction between Atmone and not Atmone. Because when is there an issue of Atmone? Only when there is full contact. Here there is no contact. So it seems that Rashi, so you couldn't say that this Rashi explains the member of Rav Sheshes only a little rabbon of Hanani, but not a little rabbon. Because Bishleim and Rashi passed like the Rambam and the Reed, that the Aloch is like Rabbon of Hananiah. So in Mele, we can say that this Gemara holds with the Psak Aloch. But Rashi passes like Hananiah. So it's a big day hard to say that the whole Gemara is not only the Yuchaseh. So obviously this whole Gemara must be called with the Yuchaseh. And the Yuchaseh is like Hananiah. So whatever Rashi, whatever wonders Rashi operates with is true according to Hananiah too. So, but according to Hanani, according to the pshat that we said, that Rashi makes an equation between Atmone and Shia only a little rabbon of Hanani, but according to Hanani, there is no equation. There is a fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference? Because in Atmone, there is full contact. In Shia, there is no full contact. Here in Chazore, there is no full contact. So it shouldn't involve an issue of Atmone. But it's not Mocha. We can explain the Rashi, that Rashi's equation between Hatmone and Shia is only vis-a-vis the Rabbon of Hanani. But vis-a-vis Hanani, so Rashi is made to take space, that there is a fundamental difference between Hatmone and not Hatmone. Because the Yisra of Hatmone only applies to the case where there is full contact between the Gdele and the thing in which Yamar. But then you ask, so how could I have such a Salpidaito? To say that if Bisil Lassa Chazore and Shabbos itself, because if he took off the Dele, he took off the Dele and Shabbos morning, so then the obvious conclusion by the observer is that he took it off for good, so that is Mivatan the original Atmone, so then it's in the Sine Hadoshi, so it's a new Atmone, so you move it for the Kotum. So Atmone is Osea, but Atmone should not be Osea in a case where there is no full contact. The answer is Rashi. Lishitose will have to draw a distinction between the two Isur Atmone. We have two separate Isur of Atmone. There is one Isur of Atmone of the Dovra Mesika. And according to Rashi's will say, so that Isur of Dovra Mesika is based upon the Kibosha Yatmin Rebels. So the Gemara is the Kasha Yatmin. So the Gemara says, no. Shemo Yichat Mechok. So this Gzeire, that the Chachon Maser, Hatmon and Bidob Amisit Hevel, Erev Shabbos, is based upon two steps. First of all, the Yasser. The Yasser, Hatmon and Beremet, because of Gzeire, Shem Yichat Mechok, and then the Yasser, in the second step, the Yasser, Hatmon and Bechok Lobo, Shem Yichat Mechok, not Remet, because of the Xavier Shiryatmon friends. So, but they all can be traced to Xavier of Shemichat and Chol. But then, according to Rashi's will say, there is another Takonis Chachomim, der Elisa Rabatmone, die Bürger am Ende war, and the point has his Dürse, at the end of the Madrid team. So the Xere of Atmone, the Bürger am Ende war, and Chavez itself is not based on Shemel Kabrichon. That's according to the Rite Rachs Dürse. So the Xere of the Elisa Rabatmone, the Bürger am Ende war, is based upon Shemel Kabrichon. But according to Rashi's verse, so the whole Zeire of Atmone, the Dovra Maimdel, and Shabbos itself is because of Shemo Yatiach. And some male Rabbi Yeruchem deduces from this Rashi that by Dovra Lach, there is Bishlach HaBishon. There is Bishlach HaBishon, because otherwise, if there is no Bishlach HaBishon, even by Dovra Lach, so why should we answer Atmone, the Dovra Maimdel, because of the possibility, if we allow him to be minded? If the lion to be matched with the mind there, he might warm it up. So what if he warms it up? It was already cooked before Shabbos. So in Bishlach HaBishon. So Rabbi Yeruchem deduces from the Rashi that by Dovalach, let's say soup, a liquid, so yes, Bishlach HaBishon. So because of that, the Chachomim Aser. Because of that, the Chachomim Aser had money with the mind there, because on Shabbos itself, because if we allow a person to be minded to preserve the heat, the Dovra Maimed Hevel and Shabbos. So if he finds out that it's cold, let's say if we allow him to pour heat from the kettle into the thermos bottle and Shabbos, so then when he tries to use the water from the thermos bottle and he finds out that it's relatively cold, he'll put it on the stove. On the stove. So what if he puts it on the stove? It's in Bishlach HaBishon, it was already cooked Friday. The answer is by Dovra Lach. So yes, Bishlach HaBishon, if it is Mistamed. Not even though it was not Mistamed Gamma. So in other words, so according to Rashi's Dilse, the Yisra of Atmone, the Dovra Maim, the Hebron Shabbos, has nothing to do with Xeira Shemayat. Has nothing to do with the Xeira Shemayat. There's nothing to do with the Zeir or Shema Yatiyah. So Mimele, what is it? It's based, not in the sound. According to Rashi's Kirse, so the Yisra of Atmone, the Dovra Maim, the Dovra Shabbos. While it is, there is so much time left in the day to shkia, that even in the same day which is now hot, had it been cold, it still could boil before shkia. So then there is always a chazorah. So then it's mitzvah b'cholin. The question is, I mean, why does he have to say that? I mean, if he means b'b'yayin, that let's say 6 o'clock in the morning, so he has to tell us. B'yayin at 6 o'clock in the morning. So Nastam it's mashma b'yayin means even if it's very late in the afternoon, when the Yisrael Chazore does apply, in spite of the fact that it's before Shabbos. So then there's a stira. But this is the way the Korban Nisaleil explained it. And then he says at the end, he was cognizant of the fact that there is a deichak in that explanation. So he says, we have to explain it that way, because otherwise, he says, Salimino Mahachtu Kushiri Kamun Jerik Pamateni, the retaining more head, Kashi Divorabode Adot. So then there will be still. But There is no necessary spirit. In other words, because over there he said, Al-Teretz, and he says, Shemo. So in other words, so first he mentions Tetzeshit. And then he says, and then he gives another Teretz, but they call it Voloj, then we have to give another Teretz. Anyway, the Gro doesn't like the calling Sanders of Shabbat. And the Gro holds that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Gro, and Tetzeshit and Mabetemi. And as far as the Rosh and Mabetemi is concerned, so the Gro says, it is chelik ha-mishit in kiro. And he passes like the Rosh in kiro. I mean, that's the day of Aloha. Because the Ramo, now, this Gemara is the most relevant Gemara in Hilchas Shabbos. This is something that is relevant to every Jew. Every Shabbos, you have to know these things. Every Shabbos is not a shayla that arises, let's say, once a month. Every Shabbos, the shaylas come up. Now, there are more. The Simcha mentioned Gimel. So, he mentions Yei Shemen, that's the Yisheshit. The Chom Shemu Somuch Mechasheicho, or Yisomuch Liboch, Shemu Kabor Shabbos Lidro, אם הוא סומך כל כך, שניתן לנגדרו, יהיה אפשר להרתיך עוד ביי, דיני כמו בשעה בזאת. It's like the second motion thesis, not like Russia. ביי יש מכירו בזה. ואמיני גלוהוקים, אך תיב לך. But it was because Russia and Rambam, they say, there is no Israel of Chazore, ערב שבת, even if it is so much חשב. Take what he says, המיני גלוהוקים, תיב לך מיר, עם מוקים שיצילה כל כך. All right, now, let's see the Gro. Now, on this Ramo, what Ramo says in Simcha Rishon Gimel, Siv Beis, the Agoy of Simcha Rishon Gimel Siv Beis, he says, Imu Somoch, Kolkach, Imu Somoch Kolkach, Shem Yistam Yadim O Yev Shalach Tichon Bidei, Dini Kmi Bishabes Hatzme, that's Kmi Bishabes Hatzme, so he says, Imu Somoch Kolkach, Tetz Vishon, that's Shem Tetz Vishon, Dirich Mishabes Hatzmei, so the Gros says, Lav Davke, because the Loshin of Dirich Mishabes Hatzmei is very misleading. Because if you understand it literally, Dirich Mishabes Hatzmei, so it implies no distinction whatsoever. So in other words, whatever is true of Shabes Hatzmei is true of Erev Shabes, Somuch Hashaycho, Somuch Kokach Hashaycho, that if the demo had been cold, there wouldn't be enough time left for me to boil. So even out of Shabbos, everything that is true of Shabbos is true of that. Of that small out of Shabbos. That means even the Gabriel, let's say, in the Chabad Kala. So he says, love that. Elo de Ose Abishem Kufo Uktumo, Abo de Kufo Muta Mikolabne. He says that Tetzvish, when the Rambo says, that Dinik when the Shabbos Hatzvei, so that's only vis-a-vis any goal, any goal. So then, Erev Shabbos is the same status as Shabbos, if it's Somuch L'Chashev. But vis-a-vis Kufo, then there is a distinction between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Because on Shabbos itself, so even though it's called Bikoto, but if Nosli Al-Gabikalke, it's also Lahavaz. Mashenki Erev Shabbos, if it's as long as it's called Bikoto, so it cannot be considered as a Nisidah Chadash. And Shabbos itself, even if it's going to be it can be considered as a Nisidah Chadash. But Erev Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to call it a Nisidah Chadash. After all, why is it a Nisidah Chadash? After all, this is the consummation of his preparations for Shabbos. I mean, that's the natural way of consummating the preparations for Shabbos. When does one consummate his preparations for Shabbos? Just before, when it is Yom HaShemko, very close. Just before, the woman has to ben shlich. So she consummates. So really, you couldn't say it's in the Siddur HaKadosh. So when he says, Dimikim Shabbos Atzmei, that's only vis-a-vis Eingo, Vein Kotum. But vis-a-vis Go, Vikotum, there is a big difference between Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos itself, so even though it won't be kotum, if not snalga mikalkin, then you put it back, so it's considered the Siddur HaKadosh. But Erev Shabbos, even though it's only Hashicho, as long as it's won't be kotum, it's not considered the Siddur HaKadosh. Alright, so they said, Lav daf, ki amudos amashir kufo uktumo, abu bikufo muta bikul alame, ve yichilu bini michel ga mikalkin ilum yode, kmi shikosu baroshon, vi afo ga, kmi shikosu baroshon, perikiro. We have a God in the Dalai, the Babetini, we cosap Shei, cosap Shom, we cosap Kim Shom, het koshna tasteless, uchidalke, our bats may still in Mutter, came nearly, the Yesh Rayo does of Yosham. In other words, there is a Rayo to the Shite of the Rosh and Kiro from Yosham. And I mean, he is Machia naked tasteless Shite in Babetini. So, I mean, this is Nege, Lemais. Now, I want to cover one piece of the law. Now, next mission. Tanu shein sikiru b'kash v'gabo. V'yitei v'yiteichei v'yimau gabo. Kupea shein sikiru b'kash v'gabo v'harei ze kikirai. V'yefes v'yitzim marei kutanu. So we had three. So the more bisman atanoi, bisman amishne, there were three types of stones. There was a stone that was called kiru. And there was a stone that was called Kupen. And there was a stone that was called Tanu. Now, Tanu is that produced the maximum heat. Tanu. And of the three types of stones, so Kiro produced, radiated the least heat. That doesn't mean there was no heat, but I mean, on a relative scale. And then, in between, there was the cook. There was the cook. So the halacha is less valid. In respect to a tunnel that radiated the maximum heat, so it doesn't even make any difference whether you heat. You make sure that the tunnel with gebes or eitzim, or you make it with kashvigabo, even if kashvigabo is used. But for a tunnel, it is awesome. Now, then there is another chumre in tunnel. In tunnel, it is also even if it is low because. Why? Because by Kiro that radiates a moderate heat, not a profusion of heat. So when you are dedicating Kiro, so that reduces the heat to a minimum. Machine Kintano that radiates a profusion of heat, an abundance of heat. So even if you are dedicating, it still does not reduce the heat to a minimum. So mele, it's also, even if it's going kotum, now kufach is in between tano, it doesn't radiate as much heat as a kiro, I'm sorry, as a tano, but it radiates more heat than a kiro. So then it depends. If the fuel that was used consisted of kashmir gabino, then it has the same thing as a kiro. But if the fuel that was used consisted of gebes and eitzim, so then a kufach has a din like tano. Let's see the rashi. Tano mit yeshivot zan amayla, v'chochet v'mato mitvat chemi yelisei chetrim ikim. Kufach, נגמור בפור שלו, עושה חולו כקירו, אבל לא כקירו הרבה, ואם ביהו שיו שפיסו, שפיסה די רחס, וקירו יש בו שפיסה שתי דרך. Now, Tano Shiziku, Sober Abhizim with Neymar, Teche Teche Mamas, Al Gabo of Al Gabo Mamas, Abu Nismir Shabbat. Now, we had Nabai in regard to Smith. So, if you know that the answer knows that we have Smith right here, even if it's not going to work. So, the question is, how about Tano? Tano is more humble than here. Tano is also a little bit going to work. But maybe in regard to Simche, Tano has the same thing, the same kuba as Kiro on earth. Since Tano radiates much more heat than Kiro, so even Smirin is also not only Al Gabo, but even to mean a Deo against the Tano, in spite of the fact that there is a Deif and a Tano that interposes. So still, it is still us. So Tano says, so I miss him about Teche Mamesh. Al Gabo Gabo Mamesh. Abo is the Shabbat of him by Tano. It's Rabbi. Kufa Shizi Kubi Kashmi Gabo Barei Kitrai. Begeves the Reitz Mario Mitano. So why is it all there? Begeves the Reitz. Because it is Kitano. But had it been treated like a Kiro, so it would be good. Hoki Kiro Shoma, the Mayaski. Ilai Al Gabo Mamesh. Ilai Mishay Gobo Mikotum. Elo Kiro came in Kufa Uktumo Al Gabo Mishoy. Elo Lav Vismay. Mikotone Aroyu Kitano. Viosa. Amaravadu Barabe. Hochen Kufa Gobo Mikotum. Vitano Kufa Uktumo Askima. Hareyu Kitano De Avo Gabo Gobo Mikotum Al Gabo Vosa. So here Amaravadu Barabe said in so many words that by Tano, the Mishnah doesn't spell it out. But Rabbade Barabe spells it out. Rabbade Barabe spells it out. That by Tano, according to Rabbade Barabe, it is spelled out by the Mishnah. It is spelled out by the Mishnah. So Rabbade Barabe says in so many words that by Tano, so it's also Shie is also, let's say, Shie is also, even according to Hananiye, if it's Boshel with the Boshel, and according to Rabbon of Hananiye, it's also. If it's in his bashel, machabut v'soy, and chazore is also even now with the misilel, even though it's all mikotim. So when the misilel say that like all mikotim, there is no mitzvah chazore, like kill. But by Tano, so chazore is certainly also, even though it's all mikotim. Who says so? Rabbi Barabe. And the contra Rabbi Barabe, the Mishnah says so. So, אוכל מקופך, בואו, ביקורתו, ביטלנו את הדרוב תומסקי. הרי הוא ביטלנו דאבו גם ביקור, ביקורתו, מה גם הוא פוסק. היא כקירו, הוא כתוב לו שם פרדום, על עצי, רש, על גבו, על צוסק. אבל איץ ונתודאית להיות לקירו שור, ונתונה רד, ביטלנו בכלל ביד, ביטלנו לקירו הרבה שור. הוא שבאנו לקירו שהוא עושה מגבד ועיץ עם שור. ובמאי, כוסל בית המשל גופו, ביד גבו, בשור, ונתמור עושה סטניק, הבוס את הבית, So, according to Abaye's explanation of the Mishnah is not telling us the Chumre of Tano, that Tano even go to Kotu, so it's us. Then the Mishnah doesn't tell us. That doesn't mean that Abaye is Chelik and the Din, but the Mishnah doesn't discuss it. According to Rabbi Barabbas' explanation, the Mishnah spells out as Din, that by Tano, so Shia is Osir, Hazore is Osir, even by God. According to Abaye, the Mishnah doesn't discuss that, but that doesn't mean that Abaye is chilek on the din. According to Rabbi Barabbas, it's a Mishnah for Eshes, the din. According to Abaye, it's not a Mishnah for Eshes, but he doesn't have to be chilek. He doesn't have to be chilek on the din. But what does the Mishnah tell us according to Abaye's explanation? Another chilek. The Mishnah tells us, according to Abaye's explanation, the Tano has the chumre over in the bo of Kiro, that where is in Kiro. So Lismech is muter, so by Tano Lismech is osir. So according to Abaye's explanation, the Mishnah tells us that Lismech is osir by Tano. Whereas by Kiro, Lismech is muter. According to Rabbi Barabbas' explanation, so the Mishnah tells us another chidesh. That by Tano, so it's also even by Gor Mikotu. Tani kamos elavad. Tano shizikru bikashu bigabigo, ein sem chilei, ein So Vayikach al Gavo. So it says so many words like Abayis Chidesh that Tzmicha Yizor Sabaya. V'yitzochlim al Gavo, v'yitzochlim al Yisichem, v'yitzochlim al Gevis al Eitzi. Kupra Shizipu, v'kashe Yidavibo, Seichele, v'yitzin al Gavo, v'yitzin al Gavo. V'yitzin al Gavo, v'yitzin al Gavo. Omer Rabachet v'yitzin al Gavo, v'yitzin al Gavo, v'yitzin al Gavo. Iki kira yadome, afilu kefes v'yitzin nam. Iki tamo dome, afilu kashe Gavo nam, elove. Omer le, v'yitzin al Gavo, v'yitzin al Gavo, איך אתה אומר קופח, איך אתה אומר קיר? אומר רבי יצחק חנינא, קופח מויקי מסביסה סביר האחס. So קופח has only one grade, only mocking for one layer, for one part, not for two grades on which you put, let's say, two parts. קירו מויקי מסביסה סביר האחס. אומר רבי יצחק חנינא, אבל נענה מגיעו. That's entire. We got the klicheres. So if the klicheres becomes broken in such a way that it doesn't fulfill its function, so then you know it was mitabu tume, so the tume is broken. So suppose you have a kiro shenech kol yoko. So you stay. Why? Because if it was split, leoko and the kiro has. Shtei deleis, so what does it mean? So memele, that means that each gdele, each weight is broken and it cannot fulfill the function. So kiro shelech mikoloko deil. But if it's lehoko, so in other words, here there is one weight and here is another weight and here it was split this way lehoko. So in other words, so you can put a part on this part, this fragment, and another part on the other fragment. So you did not divest it of its potential as a kiyo. So memele, so it's veil. Kupfer, bein roke, bein rove toya. Because either way, no matter how it was played, so you divested it of its functioning potential. So maybe it's not a kele. So even if it was the kabutuna before, So it becomes to it. Now, let's see. Taki kumash labai, the also miss me hatan, after the gefes veit, wished that the kufu uktu, shenech niko leoko, have a potku shteis visesero, shenech niko, robo mishtai. Hiu kach ti abo mit moso shari mit, nech niko leoko, nimtziu shtei asfisis kayonis, zu bivado, bizu bivado. Kufech, bein leir kumir leir batero, שערי אורבו כאורבו וכולו מכן ספיסאס. Now, we see from this Mishnah, and this Mishnah tells us, that Tano is much more homo than Kim. But, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? So there are two explanations. According to the explanation given by Abaye, so this Mishnah tells us that Tano has the chumre, that he misnech is us. But the Mishnah, but according to Abaye's explanation, the Mishnah doesn't say a thing about the chumra of Tano that even go with the kotum, so she is. So then the Mishnah doesn't say. According to Rabban de Barabbas explanation, so the Mishnah tells us that Tano had the chumra that even by going with the kotum, she is also a chazor. She is. Then the Gemara says, Tani kavos l'Abaye, so there is a price in the precious that collaborates Abaye's din, what he was Abaye's chidesh. The Tano has the chumre that he misnichis also. So there is no doubt that the aloche is like Abaye's din that smicha is also about Tano. There is no machlokes shaming on that. There is no machlokes shaming. But then the question is, do we pass the din that is mentioned in the Mishnah according to Rabban de Barabbas explanation or not? So most shaming, the Rosh says that. The Rosh says this, an hour before. And most Rishayim would read the Rosh, that even though the Gemara says, Tani kavos l'Abaye, so the Mele, we could say, there is no hechrach from the Mishnah for the Chiddush of Rabban de Barabbas, because Rabban de Barabbas finds it in the Mishnah itself, according to Rabban de Barabbas' explanation. So our Mishnah is saying, the Tano, she is also, Chazon is also, if by Bobiko. So it's spelled out by the Mishnah according to Rabbi de Barabbas. Explanation. Now, according to Abaye's explanation, the Mishnah doesn't say that. But even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, the din could still be true. After all, Rabbi de Barabbas certainly held that by Tano, she is also, is Bobiko. So Rabbi de Barabbas held that way. So even if we accept the explanation of Abaye in the Mishnah, so this din that Rabbi Barabe mentioned is not spelled out in the Mishnah. But even if it's not spelled out in the Mishnah, it could still be true. So the Rosh says that even though we say Tanika was in Abaye, but we still pass in that both things apply to Tanu. Number one, the Chumreh of Smicheh, that is also applies to Tanu, because that Chumreh is mentioned in the Braise. So it's corroborated. By the Braise, Tanu Kavosel Abaye, Tanu Sheisiku, Bikashe Vigavimo, ain't Zeichileh. Even Bikashe Vigavimo ain't Zeichileh. So of course we pass. But the Rosh says we also pass in Rabbah de Barabbas Din. Even though it's Tanu Kavosel the Abaye, and according to Abaye, the Mishnah doesn't discuss this thing that by Tano, she and Chazon is also even if it's wrong because don't. So it doesn't discuss, but the thing is true anyway, without the Mishnah discussing it. We see that the Mishnah does discuss according to Abaye, certain chumras that Tano has over and above Kiro. So Mimele, there could be another chumra too. So even though the Mishnah doesn't spell out another chumra, but it's true anyway. So this is how the Rosh Paskins and the Rambam Paskins, Moshe Shem Paskins. The Ramach is the only one who is Chayyim. And he says that inasmuch as according to Abaye, this thing, that by Tanuf, she and Chazon is also, even by Bor Mikoto, so is not spelled out by the Mishnah. By who? According to whose explanation is it spelled out by the Mishnah? According to Rabbah de Barabbas' explanation. But see, the Gemara says, "Tanika wasn't Abaye," so mainly we don't pass from like Rabbah de Barabbas did, because then we pass from like Abaye. So the pshat in the Mishnah is like Abaye. So all that the Mishnah tells us is that the tzmicha is also by Tano, but the Mishnah doesn't say a thing about Shia and Chazor being also by Tano, not by Gor Mikotum. Since the Mishnah doesn't say a thing, who says that it's also Rabbah de Barabbas? But there is a machlekin between Abaye and Rabbah de Barabbas, was the pshat in the Mishnah is, so we pass like Abaye's pshat in the Mishnah. And since there is no mokher for Rabbah de Barabbas being true, there is no mokher to the contrary, so maybe we don't pass in Ramach says, like Rabbah de Barabbas being. But all the other Mishnahim, the Rambam, and all that, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the Tur, they all pass in, and the Shulchan Aruch also, Mechaber and Ramor, they all pass in like the Rosh, that even though we pass like Abaye's being, So in the Kol Tavayas explanation, this din, the Tanu, is also Ashi and Chazore, even this Bor Mikoto, is not mentioned from our Mishnah, so it's not from our Mishnah. But Rabbah de Barabbas says the din, and we have no Praise or Mishnah that says the contrary, so maybe we pass from like Tavayas din, we pass from like Rabbah de Barabbas, but the Ramah is. Now, so you see how.
Thank you. There is a machlekes the chidush haram.
Mentions in machlekes between Rabbi Yenis and Rabbi Yenis and himself. Now, here, the Mishnah says, in so many words, Tano shizikru bikashu bigadivo lo yitein, lo yitein chedin malgan. So that means the Tano has the chumre that even if the fuel that was used consisted of kashu bigadivo, not yet zveitzin, so it's all sauce. So it's all sauce. Shie and Chazor is all sauce. Now, then, Tano, except for the Ramach Shite, so all the Mishnayim hold that Tano has the Chumre that Chabad and Rabbah mentions, that even by Goro Bikotum, so she and Chazor is also. Now the question arises, now, we assume, not like the Ramach, that by Tano, so she and Chazor is also, even if it's Goro Bikotum, how about the two things together? Suppose the heat was produced, it was heated with kashmir gavro. The fuel that was used consisted of kashmir gavro, not gefes reitzim. So, and then it was gone. So the Mishnah says in so many words, Tano shesikur be kashmir gavro, mitte be mitichto agava. But the shita of the Rani is that this is only if it's not gone. So then, it's not going to be kotum, so even if the fuel consisted of kashmir gavro, not yet is veitzim, so it's still osa, so she and chazor is osa. But if it was gold, if the fuel consisted of kashmir gavro, and even the kashmir gavro was gold, so then, even by tano it's mutar to be shared to the mazah. That's the Rashi. Whereas, the shite of Rabbi Yehudah is no. The Tano maybe it's so much heat that it has the chumre over and above kiro, double chumre. In other words, that even if the fuel that was used consisted of kashmir gavro, and in addition if the kashmir gavro was the rabbinic then, so even then she is also chazoros. This is so. He says here. Tano shezikur bikashmir gavro yitin bemitichto. Perush, perush, dimitich shechumen nikvah bisechei, af al pi shezik bikashmir gavro, vigora bikot amos, dichim shehu mishtamesh natano, umibashot bei, nichalei bichnimus dirose, vikopi chenimtso yisecham, vikel imei hashem ol yechad, vichim pire shalab rubin esezal, vihu minach mire, elo mire, שאם יסיקו או ביקשו לגב ובו ביקור על בישון. So that's right. So of course, one thing is beyond any question. That if it is not going to go to room, so, but the fuel consisted of cash and gavu, what then it's a mission for Eshes. That she is us, has always us. Now, the shayla is, if it is the fuel consisted of kashmir gavro, and even that was in Rabbi Nikta. So according to Rabbi Nosson, it's Oseh, and according to the Rambam, it's Mutar. Now let's see Rosh Rambam. Now, Rosh Rambam is like this. First, he discusses the dinim of kiro. So, by kiro, he passes the kavon chananya, he put in gold kotum, so she is also, and of course, chazor is also, but if it's gold kotum, so when she is mutar, and chazor is mutar. Then he says the dinim of the shabbat alohei, v'amedro mamurim v'kiro shehavro muet, has a moderate. אבל אתנו, אף על פי שגור הפריש, או יקיסו בהיפר, או שיסיקו בקש, או יפגעו בו, אין מה שיסייך, לא ילגעו בו, ולא יסייך, תף ששו מי שקוצו אוכל, מי שקוצו אוכל, הוא מסתם מיליון. So he says, אבל אתנו, אף על פי שהכיר לפריש, או יקיסו בהיפר, או שיסיקו בקש ובגעו בו, So he doesn't say, Abba Kano Rabba Pishi Kira Kwe Ishi Kisa Ben Ipea. Or Ishi Sitiro Bikashi Bikabu Bo, Bikofe. So when he mentions Sikuro Bikashi Bikabu Bo, he doesn't add Bikofe. So it's Mashma from the Rambam, that if it is Sikuro Bikashi Bikabu Bo, then the Chola Poches, that Loiro, only if it is Sikuro Bikefes Abeiti, so even Gora Kwe Ishi Kisa Ben Ipea. Mashinkin, the Zikiro, the Kashi, the Kambo, so only the fuel remained intact, not if he was here. In other words, it's like a round, not like a minute.